Yeah, so as Dave said, I kind of grew up going to this church and everything. And then at the start of last year, I decided to go to Cape and Ray, Australia to do Bible school. And before I left, Dave was all like, you know, you're going to get up in front of the church and like preach or like, you know, tell us how your experience went. And I was kind of just like, nah, that's definitely not going to happen. So I went, and the plan was to only do like 5 months. But, you know, at the end of that, I was kind of like, nah, I'm going to stay longer. So I decided to go and do their road trip program. And right before the road trip started, I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay longer after that, too. I didn't know the reason why, but I felt God was calling me to stay longer in Australia. I mean, that's not that bad of an option where God's calling you. So I did this road trip, and God just showed me so many things throughout the entire trip of how he was constantly leading and putting us into situations to step out in faith and take what I had learned during the 5 months of Bible school and apply that to life. And at the end of the road trip, we had a leader come up, and he was just doing debrief stuff, and he's like, all right, so you're going to write down a goal that you want to achieve for a year or something, like write down a couple goals that you want to achieve. And so I was thinking, I was praying, I was like, God, what do you want me to do? And, you know, kind of brought back to Dave telling me to get up in front of the church, and I was praying, and I was like, oh, I guess, you know, it'd be cool to preach or something like that. So, you know, reluctantly, I kind of wrote it down, and of course, the one table that the dude calls out is my table, and he kind of singled me out, so I was like, yeah, you know, I guess it'd be cool to preach. And he was like, great, we're going to get you doing that. And I was like, oh, no, what have I just done? So I started off, like, the last couple months I was in Australia doing their second term of Bible school. I was really just looking for any opportunity and saying yes to all the opportunities that Christ presented to me to go out and get up in front of people and preach. But, you know, it's still scary and stuff, so bear with me here. So the passage I'm going to be reading out today and taking a look at comes from Matthew 14, 22 to 33, the story of Jesus walking on water. We read, immediately he made the disciples get out of the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat by this time was long away from the land, beaten by the waves, for the winds was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it's a ghost, and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the winds, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boats worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. Well, yeah. So this passage of scripture takes place right after the feeding of the 5,000. And I really feel like what God is trying to get across to us here and what the point why this story is in the Bible is that we need to recognize who Christ is and act on it. When I was in Australia, I had understood where Christ was calling me, and I took steps to do it. And that's what I feel like we need to do as a church. So this passage takes place right after the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus has just fed the 5,000 and has shown who he is, like, before he's even stepped out onto the water. Like, the disciples are there. They've seen Jesus with his power to say, like, to heal people and to provide the needs of them. So, and then in verse 25, we read of Matthew 14 that Jesus comes out and he starts walking on the water, therefore proving that he is in authority over creation as well. And John 1:10 reads, He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. And that's exactly how the disciples sort of reacted when they see Jesus coming towards them. They've been with Jesus, and they know who he is, but they still don't recognize him. Like, take it, there is a storm going on, but still, like, Jesus isn't with them. He told them to go away. You would think that they'd be like, Jesus is going to come back to us somehow. So, Jesus is an authority over the world. He created it. He was there at the beginning, yet they did not know him. The disciples still did not recognize him. They were afraid, thinking he was a ghost. But I love how Jesus responds and says, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. Christ doesn't allow for us to be confused or not see him when he's coming. Even like when life and things start looking like crazy around us, Christ is always going to be there and always pointing us in the direction of him. He won't allow for confusion in the places he is. And then so Peter recognizes this, and he calls out to the Lord, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Now, I want to make sure that it's clear that Peter isn't putting Jesus in a tough place or putting Jesus to the test and asking him, Lord, if it truly is you, call me out. If anything, Peter's the only one in the boat to respond in faith. He sees Jesus walking on the water and recognizes him above any other person in his life. Peter acted on his recognition and called him Lord, a name above every other name. And he requested to be called out. He wanted Jesus to call him to come near to him. And I feel like this is something that I know for my life, and I hopefully for yours, that you should see. We should see Jesus out there and realize that, you know, this boat that we're on probably isn't like the safest place considering it's in a storm. And we should want to be called out. We should want to recognize Christ and act in a way that calls, where he calls us to him. I can only imagine what like the other disciples were thinking when they're just sitting in this boat. Like, they probably thought Peter was a little crazy, just being like, man, like, you're going to walk on water? That's like nuts. You're not God. Like, who do you think you are? But Peter knows the power that Christ has and doesn't hesitate to get out of the boat. When Christ calls him, it's not like he's just sitting there going like, maybe I'll come, like maybe when Christ is a bit closer, or maybe we'll turn the boat and then I'll start coming out. Peter doesn't hesitate and gets out of the boat immediately. And that's what I feel like we should be doing in our lives. We should see Jesus, and when he calls us, we shouldn't be afraid of getting out of the boat. I can only like imagine how many times Christ has called me to do like step out and act. Like, whether it's going up to talking to someone, offering someone prayer, or even like getting up on stage sometimes where I've just been like, no. Like, the fear of failing and like not living up to what Christ expects of me is something that holds me back. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be like Peter, who recognizes Christ and makes an action towards that. Christ knows that this life that he's called us to isn't going to be easy. Like, we just finished going through the Sermon on the Mount, like at the start of the year, where Jesus preaches in Matthew 7:14, for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Jesus tells us right there that this life is hard. Jesus knew that this wasn't going to just be like a nice like little stroll on water. Like, you know, like Jesus Christ knows that this is going to be hard, but Peter recognizes that being with Christ is better than not moving at all. And we shouldn't let the fears of life stop us from getting out of the boat and stepping out in faith. We need to recognize Christ and act, but we also must remain focused on him. See, we read that Peter loses focus on Christ and he begins to sink. He looks at what the world around him is doing, like there's a storm. Peter's a fisherman, he like obviously knows the sea, and he can see what's coming isn't that good. Like, I can only imagine like things in your life where maybe you felt God has called you, but you're just sort of like, I don't know how this is going to fit into my life. I see things that could possibly come of this, and I'm scared. Like, you know, what if I want to go to university and I have no money? Like, how is this going to work? God, like, where are you in this situation? But the one thing that Peter doesn't do is Peter doesn't give in to the waves when he starts to sink. In fact, he cries out to the Lord. He cries out, Lord, save me. Jesus, even if Peter didn't realize it, at that moment, he recognized Jesus as Savior. No one else could have realized that, and that's what we need to do. Not only do we need to recognize Christ as the ruler over creation, but we need to look into our own hearts and see Jesus as our own personal Savior, because when we're sinking or drowning, there's no one else that's going to be able to save us. And I love how Jesus responds. Again, it says, and immediately reached out his hand and took him, saying, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Jesus saved Peter immediately. It's not like he just sort of like let Peter just sort of struggle on his own. Christ, when we call out to Christ, he will come and he will rescue us. But he doesn't get the storm. Yeah, so we need to realize that Christ is the only one who can keep us from sinking and save us from our sins. And when we do act on that recognition of who Christ is and where he's called us, we need to remember that even if we stumble or lose focus on Christ, we need to be saved. I don't believe that God will be angry with us, even if we do stumble or mess up. Like, when Peter starts to sink and Christ saves him, Christ says to him, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Now, Christ isn't condemning Peter when he calls him ye of little faith. If anything, I think Christ is rather impressed with Peter. Like, out of everyone in the boat, Peter's the only one that took a step out onto the water. And he isn't saying Peter has no faith, because a person with no faith would have never even recognized Jesus in the first place and acted upon it. No, what Christ is trying to say here is Peter's faith is not quite matured yet. It's like, you know, if I were to go up to like my little sister Phoebe and say like, ye of little height, you know, like, it's faith isn't an amount that we like have or something. It's not money where we look, it's not like money. It's not something like a commodity that we need more of. Faith is the constant trust that Jesus, that Christ, and he constant trust in Christ that he will accomplish what he calls us to do. And when we call, and when he calls us, we should recognize this and act. Peter recognizes Christ and acts in faith, but his faith came from a place of like an emotional high. He sees Jesus and he's like, oh, wow, this is great. Lord, call me out onto this water. Let me, like, come to you and see this. It's like when people go on missions trips or they go to camps or, like, even I, when I went to Australia at first, like, it was, like, such an emotional high. Like, everything was coming off of Jesus, 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 Jesus. And eventually, emotional high. Yeah, so we come out and then we end up being burnt out, or like after a week or so, we end up burning out after experiencing like a super emotional high of experiencing faith and living a life that Christ has called us to. But that's not what Christ is trying. But the point that Christ is trying to get across is that Peter needed to recognize and understand and see him more clearly and then act upon it. We need to grow deeper in relationship with Christ and recognize him more and more every time we want to step out in faith or act on what he's calling us to do. Because if we just keep doing it on, oh, the Jesus, 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 and like not knowing him as well as we do, we will eventually burn out. And that's when we start to get down on ourselves and let the world start like dragging us down, and we start sinking in the storms that are coming. And like when I came back from Australia, I was like super pumped to hear that this church was going through like a time of like wanting to be spiritually vibrant and things like that, because I was like, wow, this is great, you know? Like, we're recognizing the Spirit and who he is, and like, not only do we need to recognize Christ, but we need to recognize the Spirit of God and how he's prompting us and wanting us to move in our lives. Paul puts it in Ephesians 5:14, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Like, we need to wake up and realize and recognize Christ for who he is, because the only way we're going to be able to live a life of action towards Christ is if we stop sleeping and we wake up and realize that Christ is calling us to something so much more. And even after Peter walks on water, like, we see even after Peter walks on water, his faith, his relationship with Christ has its ups and downs. Like, it's not like Peter went from walking on water, Christ having, saying, oh, ye of little faith, and Peter immediately just being like, oh, yeah, I need to have more faith. I need to have more faith. Peter continues to grow in relationship with Christ, because stepping out isn't just a one-time thing. We need to continually walk in a direction of growing closer with Christ. Like, if I were to, you know, get up on stage one time and be like, yeah, you know, I'll step out one time, it didn't go that good, you know, maybe I won't do it again, like, that doesn't get me anywhere. You know, if I want to continue to grow in faith, I need to continually step out. And each time I've done that, like, well, I did it at youth when I first got back, and Dave took me out, and he was like, all right, these are the things that you need to work on. And I was like, sweet, you know, it helps. Every time I take a step out, I grow closer with Christ. I recognize who he is and his character even more. And I grow deeper with the Spirit that and figure out his prompting and callings on my life in a more clear and concise way. So when I first felt God to lay on my heart, like, to come up and to preach, at first I was like, you know, like I said before. But the more I did it, the more I started to step out, the more I grew closer with Christ, the more I felt Christ calling me to come out and do this. And obviously, like, it's not going to be perfect every time. Like, I'm sure after today, I'll get out and I'll go for coffee with Dave again, and he'll tell me, you know, you got to work on this and this and this and this and this. And, you know, I'll sit there and nod my head and be like, yep, yep, yep. But that's what we need to do, because the truth that Jesus speaks in John 14:12, where he says, truly, truly, I tell you, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also, and in me will also do the work that I do, and greater work than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. We need to, like, this truth that will only occur in our lives when we recognize Christ and continually to act out. Like, when Christ says we'll do greater things than him, like, that should get you excited. Like, I just, like, doesn't that, like, get you fired up that you want to, like, go do greater, like, with the power of Christ in you to go out and do greater things? So, yeah. So as we, So with the power of Christ in you and being able to step out and continually recognize Christ, who you are, who is you, continually recognize Christ and act. And the best part is, if we succeed in stepping out in faith and, like, we accomplish what Christ has called us to do, the glory goes to Christ. The glory goes to God. And if we start to sink or we need saving, the saving must go to him too. And like the disciples, when Jesus gets back into the boat and calms the storm, reassuring his power over creation, we must worship him as the Son of God, recognizing him as the one who saves us, the one who loves us, and the one who calls us to greater things than just ourselves. So as the Houston team prepares to go and gets ready, I want to challenge you guys to take an honest look at what Christ may have called you to do on this trip, because he's called you to this trip, or else you probably wouldn't be going. So I want you to recognize where Christ is calling you. Take a deeper look, and, like, if you're not sure, start praying about it. There's no better way to, like, get to know God and recognize who he is than praying and reading your Bible. So continually be in the Word and continually pray. And when Christ calls you to do something in Houston, whether that be go help out with doing more physical labor or go up and just pray with someone or making new friends, like, you should go do it, because a life living with Christ and stepping out of the boat is a much better life than staying in a boat that's being tossed around by a storm. And I want to turn that same challenge to the rest of this church, that take a look at yourself and the life that you have during the week. Ask God, show me, God, where you are. Jeremiah 33:3 reads, call to me and I will answer you and tell you greater and hidden things that you have not yet known. So look to Christ, call on his name, and see where he's leading you to take. Because this life of action with Christ is so much greater than just staying in the boat, if you know what I mean. I'm going to pray and then invite the worship team to come back up.